I'm Sarah Littman. Welcome to Torati Mecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. Today we'll be learning Sefer Mishlei, Proverbs, chapter 15. The overall message in this chapter is the heart, our feelings, how they interplay with our thoughts and actions. In this chapter, the word lev, heart, appears 10 times. That's 3 times more often than in the rest of Mishlei and 20 times more frequently than it would be expected to be found in the rest of Tanakh. When we want to understand the meaning of the heart, we look to the first instance of its use in the Torah, and that's in Bereishis chapter 6. Before the flood, Vayar Hashem, ki rabba ra'as ha'adam ba'aretz, God saw that excessively great was the wickedness of man on earth. V'chol yetzer machshavos libo rak ra kol hayom. And all of the inclination of the thoughts of his heart was wicked all day. When God saw that the evil of man was so great on earth, he decided that something had to be done. This could not continue. The world could not tolerate people in this degree of wickedness. But what's so wicked? Let's take a look closely. V'chol, all of the influence of the thoughts of the heart were only rak, ra, evil, kol hayom, all day. There is this completeness of the heart's wickedness that God is observing in mankind. The word ra, wickedness, denotes brokenness, as we learned in chapter 12. God created the world and he created humanity to live in the world with free will, to bring forth God's will into action. But man's deeds in the time before the flood caused ra, a large break in the world and shattered its harmony. That large break was a break in the kol, in the wholeness. A person's heart is not all singular. It is a wholeness of different forces and flows working together. We know we have urges that are positive. We know we have urges that are negative. We know we have thoughts that are positive. We know we have thoughts that are negative. These different conflicting forces within us create movement and motivation that allow us to serve God with all our hearts. That's how we were created, and that is how we best serve God. The evil break, this ra that was caused before the flood, was a misuse of one of the greatest gifts of the human heart, the Yetzer Machshavos Lev, the influence and the force that our thoughts have on the heart. That generation allowed their thoughts to go all entirely in one way, and that way was bad. It was selfish. But the human heart has this motivation to push forward. We plan, we hope, we form strategies, we have ideas, we have imagine. We think about, wow, how wonderful it would be to fulfill that goal. How beautiful it would be if. But what's a goal? What's the center? Where am I headed? Well, in truth, sometimes I get it right. Sometimes I get it wrong. I try really hard to get it right. But a person can fall into a trap of thinking that once they get it wrong, it's all wrong, all day, all the thoughts. That's a death spiral. Our heart is our engine. It's our motivating force. Our mind is like a steering wheel. If you don't turn on the car's engine, it doesn't matter how well you steer. You're not going anywhere. But if the engine's running and no one's at the wheel, that's really dangerous. My heart is my motivator. It's my engine. It gets me going. But my mind is the steering wheel. And I can decide which way I want to help direct those feelings. I get it that they go in all different directions. It's okay that my heart goes in all different directions. I was created that way. That's not my fault. That's my gift. That's my reality. It's not a bug. It's a feature. This is how I serve God, by being a human being who gets pushed in a lot of different directions, whose engine is all over the place, and who keeps nudging that steering wheel back towards where it needs to go. The problem in the generation before the flood was allness. The problem wasn't that the heart was all over the place. The problem was that their hearts were only in a bad place, and they assumed that once it was bad, it was all bad. But I was created this way. This is not my fault. God meant me to be like this. I have a heart that sometimes is two hearts. Sometimes it moves in a good way. Sometimes it moves in a bad way. Sometimes I think good thoughts. Sometimes I think bad thoughts. What matters is, what do I do with it now? Now that my heart has thought those thoughts, where do I go with that energy? Do I steer it? Do I move it? Do I practice it over? Do I say, that was a good thought. Let me think it again. Let me remember this the next time. Or if it's a bad thought, do I think, well, wait a minute, what's wrong with that? How can I improve that? My heart is at the center of me. It's my emotional center. It's my energy center. It's my thought center. It's for better or for worse. It's there at the middle of my soul. It's there at the middle of my body. I have a dual nature, and my heart reflects that and holds that duality within it. And that combination, the physical made of dust and the soul that is the ultimate spirituality, is reflected in my heart. I feel thoughts that relate to my physical nature, and I feel thoughts that relate to the elevated spiritual nature. It's all held within me, earthly, elevated, lowly, aspirational, broken, whole, bad, and good. My starting point is to understand God Himself formed me this way. And in this way, I can be tov me'od, very, very good. As an actual human being, I don't have to be an angel. What I have to do is struggle to stay upright, not let myself sink into death spiral of down, 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 everything, always, every day. In Shema, the central prayer of Jewish commitment, we say, Hashem Echad, God is one, God is perfect, and God is whole. And because of that, Ve'ohavto es Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavecha. You shall love Hashem your Lord with all your hearts. Two hearts, plural. There's two sides of us. That's how He created us. That's how we serve Him. The job is not to erase the earthly and the low. It is to elevate it and elevate it with all of ourselves. How do I do that? I have to learn first to be confident in God's love, just as He created me to reciprocate the love. If I'm going to love Him with all my hearts, then He must love me wholeheartedly. With all my feelings, all my emotions, all my desires, I have moments that are transcendent and inspired, and I have moments that are not so much so. But He loves me, bumps, quirks, and all. And because of that love, and because I know I have that love from God, I'm never in a death spiral. I may go wrong, but I know that I can pull out. There may be bad in my heart, but there is also good in my heart. So no matter who you are inside or how you got there, you have a Creator who loves you as you are. He knows your deepest thoughts, and with all your hearts, He loves you, whole and not yet whole. In light of what we've just learned about the meaning of the word lev, heart, let's see how Shlomo HaMelech uses it in chapter 15 of Mishlei. Verse 7, Sifsei Chachamim Yizaru Da'as, the lips of the wise spread knowledge, V'lev Ksilim Lochein, not so the hearts of the fools. Sheol Va'avadon Neged Hashem, Af Ki Libos B'nei Adam, the grave and decay, which are beyond our sight in this world, are open and exposed to God, surely so the hearts of men. Verse 13, Lev Sameach Yetiv Panim, a glad heart makes a cheerful face. Uva Atzvas Lev Ruach Necheya, despondency of the heart makes for broken spirits. Verse 14, Lev Navon Yevakesh Das, an insightful heart seeks knowledge. Ufnech Silim Yir'e Iveles, but the mouth of fools befriends folly. Kol Yemei Ani Ra'im V'tov Lev Mishtei Somid, days that feel impoverished are wretched, but a good-hearted person has a perpetual feast. Verse 21, Iveles simcha l'chasar lev, folly is joy to a person who lacks heart. V'ish tvuna yiyasher loches, an insightful person finds joy in walking uprightly. Verse 28, Lev tzadik yege la'anos, the heart of a righteous person considers what to answer. Ufi rishaim yabia ra'os, the mouth of a wicked person blurts out bad things. Verse 29, Rachok Hashem me Rasha'im, God is distant from the wicked, Usfilas Tzadikim Yishma, He hears the prayers of the righteous. Verse 30, Me'or Einayim Yisamach Lev, Shmua Tova Tidashen Otzem, what enlightens the eye gladdens the heart, good news fattens the bones. Verse 31, Ozen Shoma'as Tochachas Chaim, an ear which listens to life-giving reproof, the care of Chachamim Talin, will dwell amongst the wise. Verse 32, Porea Musar Moes Nafsho, a person who rejects discipline hates his soul, V'shomea Tochachas Kone Lev, One who listens to reproof gains heart. You can gain heart. You can acquire your heart. It's your own. You take ownership of it, embrace it, and be open to hearing that it's got good and bad. And all of that is part of you. And that's who God created. And that's who he wants. And that's what you're going to bring to him. Thank you for studying together with me. Le'ilui Nishmas, Malka Esther, Bas Tzvi Yosef.